Let us be grateful to God for this wonderful time He has granted to sing about His excellencies. And there's a very beautiful song, "More About Jesus I Would Know." Knowing more about Jesus is a great privilege for you and me as we learn from the scripture. Today also we would attempt to do that from the scripture with His help. So shall we even sit here with a very prayerful heart that we may be led by His Spirit to more about Him. We will turn to the book of Gospel according to Mark, chapter 6, verses 45 to 52 for the study of scripture. Book of Mark, chapter 6, verses from 45 to 52. Immediately, Jesus made His disciples get into the boat and go ahead of Him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while He Himself was sending the crowd away. After bidding them farewell, He left for the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and He was alone on the land. Seeing them straining at the oars, for the wind was against them, at about the fourth watch of the night, He came to them walking on the sea, and He intended to pass by them. Verse 49, but when they saw Him walking on the sea, they supposed that it was a ghost, and cried out, for they all saw Him and were terrified. But immediately He spoke with them and said to them, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. Then He got into the boat with them, and the wind stopped, and they were utterly astonished, for they had not gained any insight from the incident of the loaves, but their heart was hardened. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we humble our hearts as we sit at Your feet to learn from You about You. We pray that today our lives may be thrilled to know about You. We may gain insight regarding You. Our lives may be transformed and illumined as we know about You. We pray that You may give us strength to understand, so that we may know You better and more. We offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I had been praying to share gospel with a person near my place for quite some time. I sent a text message indicating my intention to visit that person. But I was shocked to get the reply. I was updated that he was in the intensive care unit of a hospital after undergoing an emergency bypass surgery. When I heard this shocking reply, a fear slowly started entering into my heart. Certain anxious thoughts suddenly came into my mind. Will I fail in communicating the truth before something happens to this person? Then another thought also came to my mind simultaneously. Can I still continue to trust in God to take up the challenge of communicating the gospel? You and I, dear ones, we face a variety of challenges in life. Challenges are many. In your personal life, in your workplace, in your studies, even in your families, there are a variety of challenges you come across. But if you study the scripture very clearly, the scripture is telling, dear ones, exhorting you and me, do not give up. The scripture is encouraging, dear ones, do not give up when you confront a challenge. You can be a conqueror. You can overcome the challenge in Christ. You can continue to trust in Him, and you can be a conqueror over the challenge you are facing even right now. And we are going to see that from the scripture that the best way to face challenge is to continue to trust in Him. There is no other best way. There is no other second best way. The only best way to face and conquer challenge is to continue to trust in your Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. And if you look at the passage, the disciples, those who were very close to Him, they were facing a very unique challenge in the absence of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not there in the boat. We can look at the passage. Jesus Christ is not in the boat. If you look at the context, we can see that this incident is happening immediately after the feeding of the 5,000 men. Please look at verse 44. There were 5,000 men who ate the loaves, and immediately our passage is starting. And we read that immediately, verse 45 onwards, we see that Jesus is sending His disciples in the boat so that they may cross the Sea of Galilee and they may reach Bethsaida. And we read in verse 45 that Jesus is taking a very immediate action. Why immediately Jesus should send them away? If you want to get the greater context, you need to look at the parallel passage in John chapter 6 verse 15. We read that John chapter 6 verse 15. We read that the people wanted to make Jesus the king by force. But Jesus, in order to avoid that kind of a situation, which was not as per the will of the Father, we find that He disperses the crowd, and He even sends His disciples in the boat. Now they are facing a very unique challenge. When you read verse 47 and 48, a few interesting details we can get from the verses 47 and 48. The first one is they are in the middle of the sea. Please look at verse 47. They are not near the shore. They are at the middle of the sea. The shore is not in the vicinity. And we read again in verse 48 that the wind was against them. Verse 48 we read, seeing them straining at the oars, for the wind was against them. The wind is not in favor. Many times in your life and my life, we come across challenges like this. There is not even a single factor in favor of you. Everything is against you. This is one of the aspects of the challenge here people are facing in the boat in the absence of Jesus Christ. Another interesting thing we can see that they are doing a very long toil. Look at verse 48. We understand that they are in the sea till the fourth watch of the night. They started the journey in verse 47 around evening, or the very late evening. That means for a long period of approximately around 6 hours, just imagine experienced fishermen, a few of them are, we all know, they are toiling for 6 hours, thoroughly exhausted and tired. And they are stuck there in the middle of the sea. But the scripture is pointing a very important truth, the overall passage, that they could have overcome this challenge by trusting in Jesus Christ. How can we understand that? But they failed to do so. Look at verse 52, how the writer of the gospel, as led by the Spirit, is summarizing the whole incident in verse 52. For they had not gained any insight from the incident of the loaves, but their heart was hardened. Very clearly, this comment and the summarizing verse shows that they failed to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ at the middle of this crisis. Or in another way, we can understand that they could have conquered this challenge. They could have overcome this challenge by trusting in Him, but they failed to do so. Because if you look at verse 52, incident of the loaves, feeding 5,000 men plus others from a very limited supply of food, is a clear indication about His greatness. It's a clear indication about His power. It's a clear indication about His authority. But the scripture here summarizes that their faith was so dull. Their heart was so hardened. They became very unstable because they were not willing to continually trust in Him. Even this morning time, dear ones, the scripture is challenging you from this passage. Do not give up. Do not give up in the midst of challenges you are going through. But continue to trust in Him. And if you look at the scripture from the whole incident, we can learn great insights regarding the person of Jesus Christ. So that you and I are motivated and prompted to trust only in Him. The first aspect we can understand, so that we can trust in Jesus in the midst of challenge, is about His all-powerful nature. About His power. We can understand from this incident. This insight we can get concerning His power when we look at His actions. His almighty nature is very evident in His actions. And His actions that are described in this passage, they are extraordinary. They are supernatural. And the first action we can see in verse 48 and 49, we can see that action is being repeated. He is walking on the sea. Did you see that in verse 48 and 49? This action of Jesus Christ is repeatedly mentioned. He is walking on the sea. Have you ever tried walking on the sea? I would definitely drown if I walk on the sea. So we see very clearly that this action, walking on the sea, it goes against all the natural phenomena. Jesus, He is above all the laws of fluid mechanics. He cannot be limited by the physical laws of the universe, because he is the one who created and who sustains everything. And this action is clearly making you and me evident about the person in whom you are trusting in the midst of the challenge. You are not trusting in an ordinary person. He is so excellent in all his power. But a strange thing that can happen even to you and me also is that the disciples fail to recognize this power at that moment of time. How can we understand that? Look at the reaction. How did they react? Look at verse 49. We read that they supposed that it was a ghost and cried out. They were not willing to accept the truth that Jesus is able to walk on the sea against all the laws of the nature. They had a very limited understanding about the authority and power of Jesus Christ. And we all know that a ghost or a phantom is a spiritual being without matter or any weight. So, such kind of a creature, if existing, can easily float on the water without drowning. So they were not able to understand. Their hearts were hardened. So they had a very limited understanding about the power of Christ. See, even today morning, through this scripture, God is exhorting us to look at his action and learn about his power. Dear brothers and sisters, do not underestimate the power of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is able to deliver from that unique challenge you are facing. He is able. He cannot be limited by the laws of the universe. He cannot be limited by any man-made laws or any other things. He is beyond. So what happened? They had a wrong estimate. So what happened is we can see that very clearly, the consequence in verse 49 at the end. Instead of calling out for help, they cried out in fear. This is very common reaction you and I also go through. Instead of calling out for help, knowing his almighty power, sometimes we succumb to fear because we do not understand the greatness of his power. I pray that even this morning as we study the scriptures, our hearts may be enlightened to know that he is all powerful. All authority are in subjection to him. Is there anyone like him? We were reading today morning, Psalms and also in the book of Isaiah. Is there anyone like him? The one who created everything. Everything is under subjection to him. So the best thing you can do is bring that challenge in the sight of the Lord and trust him and plead with him in prayer. Not only this action, we can see one more action from in this passage that very clearly teaches you and me about the greatness of his power. Please look at verse 51. Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind stopped. And the wind stopped. Another very important evidence, explanation concerning how great is he. He didn't speak a word. And we read that the wind subsided. The wind, the storm that was earlier opposing their safe journey, it subsided. It could not stand in the sight of the Creator. How great is His power, dear ones? And if you look at the condition of the heart of the disciples, we again understand that they were dull to understand the greatness of His power. Please look at verse 51. How did they react when the wind stopped? Verse 51, it ends, they were utterly astonished. In some other version it is written, they were amazed. They were marveled because they never expected that when Jesus enters the boat, the wind and the storm would subside. Dear ones, what is your understanding this morning about the power of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Do you have a right understanding? Do you have a right insight about your Savior? Unbelief, dear ones, can damage your stability. It can cause you to unnecessary fear, make you afraid when you confront challenges. So this passage, the first part of this passage, is challenging you and me to meditate, to look at His powerful actions, know about His power, so that you may trust in Him. You may continue to trust in Him, even in that midst of the challenge. Maybe you are in the middle of the sea. Maybe you're thinking that you are never near the shore. But look at Him and continue to trust in Him. And we all know the statement Jesus Christ gave to Martha near the tomb. We read that in John chapter 11 verse 40. Did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Many times we do not believe. Even this morning time, the scripture is challenging you to look at His power. How did Abraham overcome the challenge? Please turn to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 19. We can very clearly understand this matter, how people of God in the past, they could overcome, they could conquer different challenges in life. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 19, we find that, we read there, that he considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead. He had a great understanding. He had a great insight regarding the power of God. Even if Isaac would die, I know that my God can raise him up. That enabled him to go and not to run away from the challenge. And he could face the challenge because he trusted in the power of God. So, dear ones, do not underestimate him. Have a proper estimate about the power of your Savior and Lord. Hence, do not give up. Bring your challenge into the presence of the Lord. Have you stopped praying for certain items? Have you removed and deleted certain items from your prayer list, thinking that it is impossible for the Lord to do? Many times, dust has gathered around your prayer points. The dust of unbelief. Let that be cleared. When you look at the power of Christ, let the dust of unbelief be cleared, so that you may even add more prayer points. Maybe you are thinking, how long I have been praying for the salvation of this person, and you have stopped it. But dear ones, even the scripture is challenging us to look at the power of the Lord. Pray without ceasing. Trust in Him so that you will not give up. But you can be a conqueror. You can win over the challenge, the unique challenge you are facing. Even do you believe that The power of Christ in you can deliver you from the power of sin in your life. Do you believe that when Christ will come by his great power, your body of humble nature will be transformed into glorious one? He's all powerful. So even this morning time as we study the scripture, let our hearts be settled around this truth that is all powerful enough to deal. So may the Lord help you and me to continually trust in him, not to give up. Not only this passage is challenging you and me to look at his power, and this scripture is again challenging you and me to look at his unchanging nature. The unchanging nature of Jesus Christ can be very clearly understood. That also can really motivate you to go to him in times of crisis, in times of facing challenges. How can we say about or see about the unchanging nature of Jesus from this passage? Please look at the very assurance. They are only in a few words that is given by the Lord when they are going through this challenge. These words are recorded towards the end of verse 50. These words of assurance coming from the mouth of the Lord, please look at that carefully. Verse 50 towards the end. But immediately he spoke with them and said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." And when they were terrified, when they could not identify the Lord properly, when they gave a very wrong estimate about the Lord, these are the very words that came from the mouth of Jesus that assured his people. Even these same words can even assure you and me even today. If you look at carefully this, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." And the Lord Jesus is telling, "Do not be afraid" means do not allow these external circumstances, strange things to crush you. Do not allow, do not, actually it is a command. Very clearly the Lord wants us to win over the challenge. The Lord is intending us to have victory over this challenge by trusting in him. Do not be afraid, indicating that do not allow this storm and the fear of the wind to affect your life. And the reason is very clearly mentioned there. It is I. It is I. And if you carefully look at these few words, it is I can be better translated as I am. I am is not telling just about his identity. I am is telling more about his identity. Today some of the songs were focusing on the great I am. And this is the assurance Jesus is giving to his people in the midst of this strange and unique challenge. I am. The moment we hear the title I am, suddenly our thought goes to Exodus chapter 3. And we know that there the Lord identified himself as I am. And we know that in Exodus chapter 3 verses 13 and 14, if you can kindly look at verse 14 of Exodus chapter 3, this is very clearly indicated. When the Lord is commissioning Moses to be the deliverer, one who is going to lead the people out of Egypt. Look at verse 14. God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you. So we realize that this title, I am, when Jesus is using with his people in the boat, carries a lot of significance. And the word I am would mean he is the eternal one. The word I am would mean he is self-sufficient. The word I am in the tense part, we see that he is the one who never changes. He always remains the same. He is always faithful. So the people of God, they are exhorted that I am faithful. Look at verse 45. Look at the context very clearly. We can see that who made them to enter the boat? He made his disciples to get into the boat. That means he can never forsake you in the middle of the journey. He will definitely take you through the other end of the side. And we find very clearly that this insight, understanding about his unchanging nature, he is faithful to take you through in the midst of the challenge. If the Lord has allowed that challenge to come into your life for a good purpose, then it is his unchanging nature that he is faithful to take you through so that you are victorious. You are overcoming the challenge, not trusting in yourself. I change, you change very often, but your Lord will never change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We know that even when the writer of Hebrews, when he writes in the last chapter, chapter 13, verse 7 and 8, we read that even the believers, they were challenged to look at the faith of the elders. Please look at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 and 8. Look at how verse 7 is ending. Imitate their faith. Please look at verse 7 at the end. The writer of this book is challenging the believers. Imitate their faith, and where the faith is resting. Please look at verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He never changes. If he asked you to get into the boat, it is his unchanging nature that you will safely reach the other side. There could be storms and waves, but the Lord Jesus Christ is in the boat. He will faithfully take you through. Please look at how even Abraham faced this challenge. Please again turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17 and 18. Please look at how even Abraham, he trusted in the unchanging nature of God. Look at verse 17 and 18. We read that by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, in Isaac your descendants shall be called. He could overcome the challenge because his trust was on the unchanging nature of God, because the scripture there records that Isaac should be alive. Because here is written in verse 18, there is a beautiful promise that in Isaac, not in anybody else. That means Isaac must be alive. The blessing is coming through this person. In Isaac, your descendants shall be called. So already Abraham knew that God has already made a plan. So God will not change that promise. That even gave him great courage. in offering his own son, because he trusted that Christ will never take back his promise. He can be trusted. He is faithful. If God has made a promise to you, he will fulfill it. His words can be trusted. He is a great I am. He will never change. Today also you can trust in him and have victory and overcome this challenge you are facing. And even if you look at a very important application, when King David struggled with sin, he was full of guilt. We read that in Psalm 51. Full of guilt. And he repented. Look at Psalm 51 and verse 17. We find that King David, when he repented, guilt is trying to cover him. Guilt that he has done something terrible in his life is trying to conquer him. But we find there in 51 verse 17, King David is prompted to look at the unchanging nature of God. Please read, when we look at Psalm 51 verse 17, the unchanging nature David is clinging on to, where we find that the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, you will not despise. That means if you are broken down and you go to him, I have sinned against the Lord. I have sinned. But when you go to him and you repent, you are accepted. And that is the unchanging nature. He will accept you. He will forgive you completely. That is even what is promised in 1 John chapter 1, 9. He is faithful. He's never wanting you to be burdened by the guilt. You are accepted in Christ. Sacrifices which are acceptable in the sight of God, they are a broken spirit. If you come to him and cry out in repentance, you are accepted. So we find that even King David, you could overcome this challenge trusting in the unchanging nature of God. And finally, when Paul writes to Romans, please look at Romans chapter 8, verse 37. It's a beautiful reminder, even this time, that overcoming, conquering is possible only in him. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. There is no victory in self. But did you see that? That in all these things, if you want to see the things listed, we can read even 36 and 35. In all the things, whatever it may be, there is victory only through him. And it is appropriate to conclude what happened to the person whom we had attempted to share the gospel in that place. The person survived. And the Lord's power was made very evident. The person, when he was in the intensive care unit, the person was kept alive by the power of Christ. And even the Lord called us into ministry, he gave the opportunity to go to the same house to give the gospel and to give the Bible. The Lord is so great. And even I pray this morning time that as we were studying the scripture, may the Lord enable us again to look at him, look at his power, look at his unchanging nature, so that we will not be succumbing, but we will conquer. The Lord has called us to be conquerors, more than conquerors, not in self, but only in Christ. Shall we pray? Lord, even this morning time, thank you, Lord, that you have revealed about you, about your power, about your unchanging nature. We pray that, Lord, in all the challenges that come across, Lord, we will be able to put our continued trust in you alone. Thank you, Lord, that you are in the boat. You will safely take us through to the other end. We give you all the glory and honor. We offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.